but the place and the time in which that message is being delivered. The cultural situation that we find ourselves in today, and especially the extraordinary and rapid advance of secularization. At the very beginning, when Peter and Paul preached in the Greek and Roman world, they found an atmosphere that one could call deeply religious. The problem was that in this atmosphere, people did not believe in God. They believed in too many gods. And the message of the power of Jesus Christ had to be preached in a way that brought people to the understanding of the true God and how, in fact, that true God acts in our history. But today, we find an increasingly secularized culture in which there is a loss of the sense of God. And as St. John Paul II pointed out, when one loses a sense of God, one also loses a sense of what the human person is. So that in our evangelization, it is important to aim this proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ toward that kind of vacuum, that nothingness in which people seem to be existing. The large questions still remain. What does it mean to be a human person? Where am I going? Why am I here? What is the purpose of our lives? Does the world have a meaning? And as we understand that the newness of evangelization is really the new cultural situation, we always have to keep in mind that in all ways that we proclaim the gospel, we draw people to the person of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus not only reveals God to man, but man to himself.
Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 is a nonprofit lay organization. We rely on listeners like you for a large share of our support. It takes just a dollar a minute to bring faithful Catholic teaching to our listeners. By supporting us this week, you keep programs such as Morning Glory and Father John Ricardo on the air. I encourage you to stand up for the truth with your generous financial support. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
God alone, my soul rejoices. God alone, my spirit.
Welcome back to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Fall Spirit Drive 2018. I'm your host for this hour. My name is David Martin, and I'm joined in the studio today by Father Dave Sizemore. Hello, Father Dave.
Hello.
And we will be joined later, I think, by our board chair, Mark Hawk, who will give us a State of the Union update on the good stewardship of St. Gabriel Radio. But the reason we're here this morning, particularly with you, our listeners, is to invite you to join us in your continued support of St. Gabriel Radio. As those of you who have been listening for the last 2 days know, this is one of only two times per year when we step away from our regular programming in order to invite our listeners to support us financially in the year-round work of St. Gabriel Radio. We do this in the fall and the spring, and you've always been generous supporters. Our listeners are wonderful supporters, both financially and spiritually in their prayers and in their evangelization of St. Gabriel Radio by sharing it with others. And we want to continue all of those good works. So we're asking you today to take a moment and reflect on what St. Gabriel Radio means to you and to those you love, and to help us continue to bring this ministry to so many individuals, both in your circles and folks we've never met, who the Lord is touching by them simply touching the dial and putting on AM 820. Father Dave, before we begin this wild ride of 2 hours together, would you start us in the right way with a prayer?
Yes. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for all the ways in which we know you in this world, that you are known in love and touch and friendship, that you're known in relationships with one another, that you're known in nature and all of its beauty and grandeur, something of your glory, and that you are known in Jesus Christ, who came to fully reveal you, known in our sacraments and in our prayer, and just simply thinking of you, and you are there. You're known in our hearts and in our souls and the very fiber of our being. Thank you that we are able to know you. But most of all, Lord, thank you that we are known by you, that you know every part of who we are, and you know our past, and you know our future. We just surrender ourselves to you and place ourselves in your care as individuals and here at St. Gabriel Radio, and your providential fatherly care be a part of our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father Dave. You know, as you were praying, one thing that really came to me from the Holy Spirit when you said, you know us in our past and in our future. You know, I think so often we spend our days worrying either about our past or what's going to happen to us in our future, but the Lord is already there.
Yeah, it's so true. We get so caught up with our anxious thoughts, and sometimes we just have to be quiet and still, even in the busyness of every day, you know, even just in a moment or a few seconds, and just remember, I'm known by you, God, you know, and you know my future. And I just have to remember that, you know, that you're there waiting for me. I don't have to be anxious about it. You're going to be there with whatever's waiting for me. You're waiting for me. So we're here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and we want to know you. We want to hear from you. We've got goals for this hour, by the way. A total of 16 gifts for this hour. That means we want to have... in those 16 gifts, we want to have five sustaining members. So can you tell us what a sustaining member is, Dave?
Yeah, thanks, Father Dave. A sustaining member, which is really the backbone of the support of St. Gabriel Radio, is you, our listeners, who make a commitment, a pledge of $20 or more per month. So we look to you to put us between your electric bill and your phone bill and make a regular habit of supporting us with just $20 or more per month. There are other levels of sustaining membership, bronze, silver, gold, where you double that, $40 a month or $80 a month. But what we're asking for is a commitment of $20 or more per month, or you could pay that in one lump sum for the year. But that's what sustaining membership is. And for those individuals who join us in sustaining membership today, we'd like to give you a gift to bless you. And maybe also, if you're listening right now, to compensate you for the fact that you're not hearing Father John Ricardo at the regular 8 to 9 hour because
I'm so sorry.
Well, it's not all bad, though. Well, let me tell you what we'll give you if you're a sustaining member. Remember, we'd love to give you the gift of Father John Ricardo's The Most Holy Rosary. It's a DVD on the Holy Rosary prepared by Father John Ricardo, and we'd like to give that as our gift to you to thank you for becoming really that backbone of support by being a sustaining member. And by the way, if you'd like to reach us now with a sustaining membership gift or any gift, a leadership gift, you can call us at 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820, or go to stgabrielradio.com online if that's easier for you. But I was saying, so we don't have Father John Ricardo on this morning, as those who've been to the Spirit Drive, listened to the Spirit Drive, know in the past. This is the one time when we preempt poor Father John so that we can talk to you, our listeners. However, you might know that in our studio with me is Father Dave Sizemore, and who do you think Father Dave went to the North American College to become a priest with? Who was it? Who was your classmate?
It was Father John Ricardo.
See?
Yeah.
And it's really wild, because if you look at these two men, they kind of look similar. At least they do to me. I'm 5'3", and you guys both look like skyscrapers to me. Tall, thin skyscrapers.
But he's a lot better looking than I am.
Not on radio.
That's right. That's right. Doesn't matter what you look like on radio.
I'm much taller on radio.
And you know, this gift that you're talking about that comes with the sustaining member gift, that's $20 or more. I don't know if you've ever heard Father John Ricardo's reflections on the Most Holy Rosary, but they're more than him just praying, wrote the prayers of the rosary. You know, there's reflections that come with them that help us to understand the very nature of the rosary is scriptural, you know, the foundations of the rosary. But they're beautiful ways of being led into prayer as you're praying. So if you don't know how to pray the rosary, if you just kind of pray it your way, the same way every day, and you're looking for a new way, a new approach, or somebody to lead you in prayer, Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary is an excellent guide for you. And that comes also with the leadership gift. So we're looking for one leadership gift this hour that's $1,000 or more.
Although we'll be happy to take more than one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then we're also looking for at least one business member, and that's, you know, you tell us your business. It's $60 a month, and then we mention over the course of the year over 100 times,
yep,
your business. So we have a lot of listeners, and you sign up for being a business member. You take that as a write-off, and,
that's right,
you know, for your,
yeah,
advertising, and then you're able to get over 100 mentions, you know, as a business manager. So that's $60 a month for that. Listen, call 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. We're looking at the board here. We've gotten no calls yet, right? No calls. So start calling.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Start calling in and get order to go to stgabrielradio.com. We've got 16 goals for this hour. And this is the way, by the way, we divide up all of these couple days that we're together, and we put them into goals. And if we meet our goals for every hour, then we're able to sustain our radio. And I just want to remind you of that, is that I've been a part of St. Gabriel Radio since 2005. Mark Hawk is here in our studio with us.
Yes, we have now been joined by Mark Hawk, the chairman of the board of St. Gabriel Radio. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, David. Father David.
And remind us, you know, Mark, that you know, we're a listener supported radio station. I mean, we don't get money from the diocese. Bishop Rui is very supportive of us. He has his own radio show, but he's not able to give money to the station. We're not getting money from grants. We're not getting money from the Vatican or anything like that.
I mean, we're certainly not getting it from the government.
From
the government. For God's sake, yeah. God bless them. So it's from you. You know, you're driving right now. You're at home listening. You know, whenever you listen, I mean, we're blessing you. The Lord is using us as an instrument to help you grow in your relationship. But we are completely and utterly dependent upon you. We're a listener sustained radio station. So we need to hear from you. 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com. Tell us a little bit about that, Mark.
Yeah, you know, Father, if you go back to the beginning, oftentimes if you're a listener, it's on all the time. You turn it on 24/7, it's on. You can go on to the app, you know, and if you haven't downloaded the new version, I encourage you to do that. It's much improved. And, you know, as you look back, you know, people, when you have something that's
what's the name of the new app?
St. Gabriel Radio.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so easy.
That's cool enough.
Yeah. We didn't change the name yet. It's got a nice, pretty logo, just like all the other. But it also, you can get it in the either the iTunes or Android, you know, Play Store.
So like I live in Newark, and it's hard to hear it on a radio station inside of my house. Now, I hear it in my car perfectly everywhere, right? I drive around Newark. That radio app, the app on my phone, I hear it so clear.
It's very clear. Yeah. We put it on in our house through the speakers of the computer, and it's around the house. So keep that in mind, if no matter where you're at within the area of all of Ohio, but if you look back to the...
Or in the nation, or in the world.
Anywhere,
it's internet-based.
I mean, your kids go off to college, they can listen through the app, right?
Yeah, put it on your kid's phone.
Yeah. You might even want to tell them, but hey,
If you can get Wi-Fi on an airplane, you can get it there too.
Wow.
I've tried that before. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when you think
there's a whole new meaning to flying, right?
That's right. Yeah. Flying with St. Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you go back to the beginning, when we were a station that just got started in Marysville, if you don't know the history, it started as a little station in Marysville reaching a couple hundred thousand people. Every dollar was a donated dollar. It came from a listener, from a supporter, oftentimes individuals that we tapped on the shoulder and said, can you give us more? Because nobody knows it's here yet. Mm-hmm. And now we've grown to the point where the listener support of all of you is what keeps us on the air. And it takes a lot to be able to carry the station and the signal across the state of Ohio and continue to push forward into the rest of the diocese, which we'll talk about more in a bit, that we're going to be doing going down south, trying to reach every parish in the diocese, which we've been very close to being able to do, but just short of it in Portsmouth, because if you look at Ohio, it's got that point down there, and our signal is more of a circle, and we just missed that point. And now, coming in the next 3 months, we have reached an agreement to acquire a station down south in Portsmouth, and we need the help of our listeners to continue to raise our level of support so that we can carry that cost and continue to provide the evangelization to that entire region so they can have a clear signal and can be reached with the gospel.
That's such an important piece right there. So in case you don't know, our listeners, we're 23 counties out of the 88 counties. We're the largest geographical diocese in Ohio right now. And even though we're covering like more than half, right, of Ohio. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, we go into the Cincinnati Diocese and the Cleveland Diocese Diocese because of our signal.
Like 4 million people.
Like 4 million potential listeners in our broadcast area. But the area that we haven't been able to reach is right down on the Ohio River and in Scioto County and in Portsmouth. And if you know, I mean, it's an area that struggles right now economically. And we're just so close in the next couple of months of being able to acquire a new station so that we can reach all of our listeners in our diocese. So, you know, for instance, our bishop is on air quite regularly here, and he's going to be able to reach all of his flock, and you can help us with that, to reach Scioto County area, to reach the Portsmouth area, and to bring the inspiration of the gospel and the teachings of our Catholic faith to the people that live in the Portsmouth area. So please join us, and not just sustaining us right now, but continuing to help us to grow our signal throughout Ohio. And that's 614-459-4820.
Father Dave?
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit more about that good stewardship of our resources and the effort, which I love to make sure we reach every member of our diocese, a real commitment that we make to our listeners to spread the gospel in their name. Before we do, though, we do have an angel update from our giving angel, Ed. And man, this guy looks like an angel. He looks like an Old Testament angel, the kind with the flaming sword, you know, who blocks the gates.
So, Ed? Yeah. So, Ed is our youth minister and young adult minister at St. Francis de Sales.
And he is young also. Yeah,
yeah, and he is young. He is right. Young. But he's got this huge beard, okay? You know, like this, what are they called? Like
a friar, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's got this like friar
Duck
beard.
Dynasty,
you know?
Maybe?
Duck Dynasty beard, you know? No hair up on top. He's a bulky guy. He's a weightlifter and all
Seriously.
That.
Seriously. This is painting
right
a
now,
picture
I mean,
on radio, I wish
people could see it, because then you got this, you know, manly guy, right? And then he's wearing these white wings on his back.
I mean,
right
these
now.
Are big white wings.
I mean,
I'm
these
telling,
are
yeah.
big white wings, you know? So, I mean, I'm glad that you're secure in your manhood, okay?
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, you don't look anything like Clarence.
He looks like one of those Old Testament angels, you know?
I'm telling you,
yeah,
seriously.
Exactly. Like, I'm fearful
so,
of him right
so,
now.
So give us a mighty update.
All right, a mighty update. Here we have, we've got a donation from Karen from St. Brendan.
Okay.
It's in honor of a blessed event this weekend, the Covered Bridge Bluegrass event.
Woo.
And it's a platinum gift. And the thing that Karen likes best about St. Gabriel Radio is that God is continually revealing himself through St. Gabriel.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah,
thank you for the platinum gift. That's one of the levels of the sustaining gifts.
Yeah, so it's a higher level of sustaining member gift, and we appreciate that so much.
Thank you, Karen.
And have fun at that Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah,
sounds
absolutely.
Like fun.
Love it.
Okay, sorry.
Hopefully it's better than that.
Yeah.
We also have Andrew from St. Matthew. Andrew was able to give a leadership gift.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's one of our leadership gifts. Thank you.
Nice. Beautiful. Wow, that's $1,000 or more.
Yes, and by the way, we're going to send Andrew not only Father John Ricardo's DVD on the Most Holy Rosary, but also a beautiful El Divino Niño statue, which is this beautiful statue. It's a replica of the statue that Mother Angelica had put in place at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hansville, Alabama, where EWTN originated.
And that's El Divino Niño statue. It's not an El Niño statue.
Right, right.
Okay,
yes.
We just want to clarify that. Okay, it's not going to come in and just whip your house into a storm. Okay,
and we are very fond of that statue. We have one in the entryway at their station. If you start
right here, such a beautiful,
a much larger size. It's beautiful. Yeah,
it's
absolutely
gorgeous.
Oh, that's true.
All right, so thank you to Andrew. Go ahead, Ed. Sorry.
We also have John from Saint Joan of Arc in Powell. And John is a bronze sustaining annual member.
Nice. Wow.
Sweet.
Thank you,
thanks,
John.
So we've heard from Powell. We've heard from St. Brendan's. We've heard from St. Andrews. What we have not heard from is Newark.
Actually, St. Matthew's, but yes. And we need to hear from St. Andrews. Those are my peeps.
Yeah.
And I can tell you the folks at St. Andrews are good and holy people, and I want those Vikings to be calling us.
And I live over in the Newark area now, too, over in the
Granville area. Mark is a member of St. Francis.
I'm a St. Francis member, and the sun is up, so the station is strong, and the folks are awake over there now, so they should be hearing us loud and clear. So St. Francis and Blessed Sacrament.
That's right.
You know, if you can all participate in
the station. And all the Licking County areas, you know, St. Edwards also.
That's right.
Also Mount Carmel out at Buckeye Lake and Heath.
St. Leonard's.
St. Leonard's. We want to hear from you guys.
I had no idea how many Catholic parishes were over there until I moved over there.
If you're from St. Edwards in Granville, in addition to whatever your donation is you want to make today, if you'd send us some Witz custard, we'd appreciate that.
This morning.
Yes.
Because I haven't had breakfast yet,
I love Witz out there in Granville.
All right.
Such a cute
and Witz, if you're listening, business memberships are, you know, $50 a month for 100 mentions a year. So
we have a couple.
If you call us now with a business membership, I'm sure we're going to talk about you. And those would be free extra mentions, right?
Oh, yeah. If you give us a business membership, we pledge during this 2 hours that we're here with you, okay, then it's not just going to be 100 mentions throughout the year. You may very well get close to 100 mentions in this 2 hours.
Okay, Ed, what do you got?
We've got John from Immaculate Conception. He is giving us a bronze sustaining member.
Awesome.
Nice.
He's from Immaculate Conception, loves Father John Ricardo. That's his favorite thing about St. Gabriel.
Thank you, John. I notice all the parishes around me are just really stepping up here. This is really cool.
It's all about you, really.
Well,
you
know?
They know you, Dave.
That's why
they
listen to St. Gabriel to get past that.
I have to say this next one, Father, I almost don't want to say it because it has to do with you.
Oh, it's all about you now.
Yeah, okay.
It's Dina from Church of Resurrection, loves everything about St. Gabriel Radio, and the leadership gift is in honor of Father Dave.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Who is the giver of that?
It's Dina from Church of the Resurrection.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you for the gift, but it's going to be very difficult to work with him now.
Yeah.
My head is getting bigger right now. The headsets are barely setting on my head now. They're just like, Dina, you're awesome. You demand.
And then we also have an anonymous gift in honor of the volunteers and staff of St. Gabriel Radio. It's a gold level gift. The thing that they like best about St. Gabriel Radio is that they feel that the Lord is here, both over the radio and in the programming in this holy building. It's an honor to volunteer here.
Wow.
Awesome. Well, thank you to that volunteer. As a board member, an unpaid volunteer, when we come into this station, Father, and Father's on the board as well as our chaplain over the years, for many years, 10 years now, it is a blessed experience to come to the station.
What
they just said, it is a holy place. It's a place where the Spirit is alive, and the energy and the excitement, you can feel the Lord's presence here that's emanating out from the signal. And over the years, you can see that just continuing to build. And that comes from the prayers, from the support, and from the love of all those sustaining members. And remember, as a listener, it's as little as $20 a month. That's a bronze member that you heard different folks have done, and that's the bread and butter. That's how we survive as a station, as individuals being able to put us between their gas and electric bills.
Gas and electric.
Mother Angelica coined that phrase, and it's really true. That's the model of St. Gabriel. That's how we maintain it. All these leadership gifts are incredibly helpful to us to really, you know, help us push forward in a great way. And we invite everyone to consider a bronze member is 20, a silver membership is 30 a month, or gold member is 40, and 50 plus is a platinum member. So those are the different levels that we can all, if you've been a member in the past, you can upgrade to an even larger amount to become another level. But thank you for your support. 614-459-4820, or go on the stgabrielradio.com website. You can spell it out, or you can put ST. Either way, it'll get you there, and you can give right online and become a sustaining member and be a part of the family. And I wanted to just, you know, also make a comment. When you, so many of our listeners have really engaged, especially with the latest struggles we have and the scandal in the church. For me, this is a place to come to be reinvigorated about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are here to support and to love the church, support and to love Christ through the church. And this is a respite. This is a place for us to share our love for God and to be fed so that we can stay close to God amidst fallen, you know, humanity that's happening in our church. And that's all something that we embrace, as we want to be the warriors that are going to continue to fight for the love of
Christ. And Mark and Father Dave, you can both speak to this. Amidst the winds and the storms, our mission at St. Gabriel Radio has never changed. Our mission remains the same to our listeners right now as it has always been. We want to bring you the truth of the gospel. We want to bring you growth in your spiritual life. We want to bring to you opportunities to invite others into conversion through the programming and the instruction and the discussions that you hear on St. Gabriel Radio.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about this at our last board meeting, member Mark, about this very thing. Is like, you know, what do we do during the times that we're seeing storms, not just in our world, but, you know, in our church? And that is, we stay to the mission that Christ has given us when we went on air in around 2005, and that is, give you the opportunities through the ups and downs of your life, the ups and downs in our world, or even the ups and downs in our church, to be able to hear the gospel boldly proclaimed, to find hope, to find healing, to find direction. So many of our speakers, for instance, in these last several months that have been on air, whether it's 8 a.m. like with Father John Ricardo, or 8 p.m. or in the middle of the night, they're all addressing these issues, and they're doing a wonderful job of just kind of navigating these troubled waters for us and with us. And it's given me so much hope, you know, not just to remain with my own thoughts or my own fears, but to hear others who are saying, hey, we're going to get through this, and we're going to get through this together, and we're going to get through it because the very soul of this church is the Holy Spirit. The very foundations of this church is Jesus Christ. And we put our faith in Him. We put our faith in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Lord will continue to guide us and to guide, of course, our church too. So thank God for here locally in our own diocese and in Ohio. We have such a beautiful station as St. Gabriel Radio, helping us throughout our day to stay close to the Lord.
And so, I think it's good to remember, as we, you know, run into these storms, and we always will as a church, as a community society, remember where the Holy Spirit is working. And one of the ways the Holy Spirit is working, way back when you started this station, Mark, the Holy Spirit knew this day would come and started a lay-driven, listener-supported Catholic radio station. Started it really with Mother Angelica, even, to say, this is another way I am going to bring you my truth. I'm going to bring you my light. I am going to encourage you. I'm going to help you to evangelize in the new evangelization. I mean, the Holy Spirit saw this. So I'm very encouraged. Look at the things the Holy Spirit has been doing that we take for granted, and Catholic radio is one of them.
David, I was thinking that very thing, that this was well before things started to really become an issue. I mean, Catholic Radio in EWTN started in 1981.
Wow.
It wasn't even on the radar yet that we need to do something and counter. The Lord was already countering, you know, what was happening underneath the surface and what was falling, you know, the fallen elements of the church, and that are, you know, turning their back on Christ and lifting up other folks to bring more people. And I think the Holy Spirit and the grace always abounds when there's sin. And when we are falling, and the Lord knows that we do, but he's always still coming up with a way. And there, it's so such a powerful testimony to the power of the Holy Spirit and the movement of the Holy Spirit throughout the country, not just
yes.
in Ohio. St. Gabriel is part of over 400 stations now that are Catholic radio. And, you know, we have been a part in supporting Atlanta Catholic Radio, which many of you may not know. Your support has helped start a Catholic radio station for the very first time in a big way for over 80% of 5 million people in Atlanta.
And, in fact,
and so that support has been something we've been able to share with them the model and give them courage and bring them up. And we really believe, and that happened in Cleveland.
I was going to say, Mark, that's not the first time that our listeners, through supporting St. Gabriel, have supported bringing the gospel to other parts of the country. Talk about Cleveland.
You know, I think the Lord has really put it on our hearts to, because of your support, because of the ability to go from 300,000 people to 4.5 million, and the ongoing leadership that's coming through to us, and the people that are willing to share their love for Christ and the power of Catholic radio, we've been able to encourage Cleveland to get on the air, and now that station is up, and we've had folks on the board from our board and our leadership. Bill and Dave Orsborne have been very involved. David, you were involved as well, a native Cleveland guy. Yeah. They know you up
that
there.
That was great going back up there.
Yeah, and now that station, The Rock 1460, is powerful and strong and thriving in Cleveland, Ohio. But it takes a lot of courage to start something from nothing.
Right.
And trust that people will give to it.
And one of the reasons we encourage them, we said, we want you to look at our supporters down here. We promise you, if you get on the air and you ask your listeners who care about the faith, care about the church, who care about others, to support Catholic Radio, just like we're doing now as sustaining members, you just get on in Cleveland and ask those listeners to become sustaining members. They will support your station and make it a reality. And we pointed to our own listeners, and it was true. And we've done the same thing now in Atlanta.
And
we pointed to our listeners.
Yeah.
And we said, watch what our listeners do.
That's right, David. And Atlanta's tried to do this for 10 years.
Yeah.
And they've had multiple groups that got close and then backed off. It just didn't happen. And then once we, as a community, you know, the faithful, support one another, then great things can happen and we can all lift each other up. And that's what you're doing, becoming a part of St. Gabriel Radio as a listener and giving, even at a, you know, sustaining level or as a leadership gift, becoming a business member, become a part of the family of St. Gabriel Radio that's bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ and encouraging people.
So we want to hear from you. If you can pick up the phone right now, 614-459-4820. That's 459-4820. Or you can go on to stgabrielradio.com and join us in our mission. You know, praise God that the Lord has blessed us in getting us on air over so much of Ohio now. And in a few months, the rest of our diocese. And praise God that you've responded and that you're growing in faith. And through your growth in faith and your appreciation for the Word of God on the airs, through St. Gabriel Radio, help us to continue to be an instrument to help other areas now. Mark was just talking about Cleveland being on air now, and we've been working with Atlanta, which is a huge metropolitan area, and it can reach so many people, and they're doing it. And they're doing it because we created a model here several years ago that is totally based upon you. Not based upon pulpit pitchers or grants or funding from the diocese or from whatever agencies or government bodies. We don't get any of that. And thank God we don't get any money from the government, right?
Yeah.
And the strings that are attached to it.
Yeah.
So we get it from you. And what you're telling us is remain faithful. So that's what we're doing. We're remaining faithful in all of our programming. 614-459-4820. Go to St. Gabriel Radio and help us to continue to help even now other cities.
Hey, Father Dave, speaking of the great support we get, we are joined in the studio now by one of our business members, and that's Michael Young. He actually has Old School Construction. His company is Old School Construction. He's a contractor remodeler. He's going to tell us a little bit about that, but I also really want to hear from Michael about how he came to know St. Gabriel Radio and how it affected his own journey of faith. Michael, welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hey, well, listen, first off, thank you for being a supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. I mean, without you and other business supporters, again, we wouldn't be able to share the gospel as we do day in and day out. I hope it's blessed you over the years.
It has.
Tell me about your own journey.
So a couple years ago when Father Dave was still at St. John Newman, he gives his, I don't know, I guess biannual talk on putting bumper stickers on. So that year, my wife and I, we got bumper stickers, put them on. And
these are bumper magnets for St. Gabriel Radio, right? So they say AMA 20 on it. So when you're driving around, people will
people wonder. Yep. So, so that year for Lent, I ended up giving up radio and XM radio, and I listened to St. Gabriel. Now, mind you, at this time I wasn't Catholic.
Oh, gee.
So I did this. I did this for my family. And
so were you coming into the church at the time or considering? You weren't even coming in. Was your wife in the church?
Yep. She's a
Catholic.
Got it.
So you would go to church with her or whatever as a good husband. Got it.
So, but so after that, I turned on St. Gabriel for Lent, and I haven't looked back.
I love it. I mean, when you're driving, you still look back.
Not really. I probably have to, especially this morning.
Not even your traffic
was, the traffic was crazy, so I'll probably have to go to confession later on.
I'll see you after our time on the air, Mike.
No, so and that was it. St. Gabriel Radio was it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
So how did that help you in your journey towards Catholicism?
So if we had more time, I'd get into the longer story. But for the short of it, St. Gabriel Radio was and still is a huge catalyst for my faith. Father John Ricardo refers to an image of the sacraments as like a spiritual steroid. And I kind of see St. Gabriel like that. It's like an accoutrement for the battles that we face every day. And it was the tip of the spear that had pierced my heart and opened up my eyes to the truth of the Catholic Church.
Wow.
Programs like Christ is the Answer, Word on Fire, Catholic Answers Live really answered all my questions. And they give fantastic interpretation with biblical reference for things that I tried to prove wrong to my wife before I was Catholic. So I can honestly say without a doubt, St. Gabriel Radio helped change my life. That same year that we started listening, I went through RCIA. I came into the Catholic Church. I was an avid Billy Graham listener, and I came into the church when Billy Graham died. That night, I came into the Catholic Church.
Oh, wow.
We've taken our kids out of Olentangy schools, and they're now students at St. Francis, and they absolutely love it. My wife and I both do adoration every week at St. Francis. I still listen to St. Gabriel Radio every day, and I find it more fulfilling than anything that you can find on XM satellite radio or regular FM radio. It's fantastic.
Wow.
That is absolutely beautiful.
God is good.
Thank you, brother. Yeah,
praise God.
Yeah.
Praise
and that's God. What it's about. I mean, such a shot in the arm to hear men like you give that kind of testimony, you know, and especially, you know, men, right? Because we are not necessarily super, super social, right? But, you know, at all times, and guys, when they do get together, we tend to talk about kind of guy things, but you can turn on the radio and you can hear the things that are really on your heart that you maybe wouldn't be talking with others about or know how to bring up with others. I hope that St. Gabriel Radio is a vehicle for that.
And it's beautiful to hear about your own journey. I mean, I was his pastor in my previous assignment at St. John, and then they moved to Licking County just recently. So
they didn't follow you, did they?
No. Okay. He started his new business, his headquarters.
Which is called?
Old School Construction.
Right, Old School. And by the way, it's really, really cool. It's spelled school, S-K-O-O-L, Old School Construction.
And, you know, and I should say this too. I gotta say this as just a word of gratitude to God and to Mike, is that when I went to St. Francis in Newark, the rectory had been condemned the first day I arrived there. It was in really bad shape.
Wow.
The plumbing.
Oh,
and
it
the,
wasn't your arrival that drove.
No, exactly. Yeah. We had a huge party at the rectory, and then after that, they condemned it. No, it was bad plumbing and electric and floors and all kinds of things. And so, you know, I reached out to a couple of different contractors, and of course remembered Mike, and Mike put a bid in on it, and the amount of work that he did in that over 10 months, you know, to restore this beautiful old house that's almost 120 years old. He and his crew came in and they restored it, you know, to its original beauty, but more importantly, they restored it in its integrity for the, you know, next 50, 60, 70 years of priests that are going to be living there.
And he still at that point was not yet Catholic. He was on that journey. He just recently became Catholic, what, back in the spring, was it?
February 21st.
Yeah, February. In February. So, yeah, right in the middle of the project or towards the end of the project, he was still on his journey towards Catholicism. So I want to give a plug for Old School and for Mike because he is an incredible contractor. And as, you know, we signed the contract for all the things he was going to do, but every day he would come to me and say, Father, you know, I know we signed it for this, but he says, I just want to do this enhancement. I want to do this enhancement. And I'm not going to do it for any more costs to you. I just want to make this house right.
It's just professionalism.
You know, that is. And that's a heart for his work, you know, and for the integrity of his trade. So thank you for that, Mike.
Absolutely.
And our parish thanks you for that. And priests that will live after me at St. Francis, thank you for that.
And if you're a St. Francis parishioner and you didn't make it to the open house, go see the quality of Mike's work at the rectory. It's absolutely beautiful.
And by the way, listeners want to reach out to Mike to ask him about a construction
old school construction.
How can they reach you?
What's the name of that? Old school?
CatholicConstruction@gmail.com.
Catholic Construction. I
that
love
is
it. Gmail.com.
That is awesome.
Or just call the station. We'll put you in touch with Mike. Mike, thank you so much for being with us and your testimony, for your witness of faith, and helping us remember how important Catholic radio can be. I want to take a break because we need to hear from some of our other sponsors like Old School Construction, and then we'll be right back with St. Gabriel Radio's Fall Spirit Drive.
614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Ray Guarendi from The Doctor Is In. Okay, I'll confess. Years ago, when I was asked to be on Catholic radio, I peremptorily said, no thanks. I was doing other things. But I was talked into a temporary assignment, if you will. And then I realized, over the brief period of time I was there, the power of Catholic radio. As I got emails and letters from folks who have come back to the church, whose families converted, whose lives were made better. No doubt in my mind, the best bang for the buck is Catholic radio. It's training for the troops. It makes better Catholics, better Christians out of the folks who listen. And then they go out to transform the world. This is your home, and we're always here for you. Thanks to our friends at EWTN, our programming is provided free of charge. But this station has other expenses that must be paid to keep the doors open and the lights on. Support of your local Catholic radio station helps keep shows like The Doctor Is In available in your area. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of our Catholic radio family. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now. We'll talk to you soon.
Dr. Lewis and Integrative Pediatrics of Ohio is now Sancta Familia Center for Integrative Medicine and has moved to 5925 Cleveland Avenue, Suite A. Online at sanctafamiliacenter.com.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
There are so many ways to give that it can oftentimes be a little overwhelming. The Catholic Foundation makes it easy. The Catholic Foundation website has a list of many funds that you can donate to online. To learn more about how you can help the charities and organizations you care about, or to open a new fund, call the Catholic Foundation at 614-443-8893 or visit us at catholic-foundation.org.
The Law Office of Matthew Fanley is a proud supporter of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Practicing in the areas of estate planning, wills, trust, and probate matters, the Law Office of Matthew Fanley provides these services with Catholic perspectives and considerations, including pro-life health care declarations and medical directives. Contact the Law Office of Matthew Fanley today at 457-4113 or visit fanley.com. That's F as in Frank, A-E-H, N as in Nickel, L-E.com.
Nos Luminae, a business leadership network for Catholics developed by Jim Gernetzky, not just great business people, great Catholic business people, online at elevatingservantleaders.com.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel 2018 Fall Spirit Drive. This is day three of the drive, and I am your host, David Martin, for this hour. I'm joined in the studio by Father Dave Sizemore.
What up?
And Mark Hawk.
What up?
Mark, as some of you may know, is the chairman of the board of St. Gabriel Radio, so he's charged with overseeing the trust you place in us to always bring you faithful programming and be good stewards of the resources you entrust to us. Father Dave Sizemore also sits on the board, and he's our chaplain, so to speak. He keeps us on the spiritual high road, and We are so grateful to you, our listeners, for being with us, especially today and every day. But right now, as we seek to secure the support that we use year-round to keep St. Gabriel Radio on the air 24-7, we ask you, our listeners, to call us at 614-459-4820 with your pledge of support, or reach us at stgabrielradio.com if you're more into the online thing. And we're going to talk about some different aspects of our good stewardship and the need for support. But before we do, I'd like to get an angel update. We had a goal here of 16 sustaining members and a total of 16 gifts, 5 sustaining members.
And we're getting close. We're getting close.
And 1 business member. Yeah. And I think we're close to our goal thanks to these great listeners that we have always from the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. So we are joined again by our resident angel, Ed.
What up?
What up? By the way, I want you to know that as your gifts come in, we have also matching incentives. If we hit 7 total gifts, there's a matching incentive of an additional $200 that gets thrown into this hour of support.
Wow.
If we hit 12, we get an extra $300, and if we hit all 16, we get an extra $500. So your gifts are, we're trying to multiply your gifts.
Listen to this, though. If we also hit 20, if we go over our goal, then we get an additional $500 on top of going and hitting the 16.
Wow.
So that's awesome. I mean, we could blow this out of the water, possibly, you know?
Give us a call. Help us to get that extra money. It's a total of
$1,500
extra dollars if we reach 20 gifts.
We will leverage your gift.
You give us the update, but 614-459-4820, and we need a couple more gifts to get to the stretch goal.
So keep calling us even as we get this angel update. Ed, who have we heard from?
So we've heard from Mary from Our Lady of Peace in Columbus.
Okay.
And she's given us a platinum gift.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's a higher level of sustaining membership, and that's really, sustaining members are the backbone of our effort.
Yeah, we've got Carl here from, it looks like, Church of the Resurrection. Gave us a gold gift.
Wow.
Gold sustaining member. Thank you, Carl. And thank you, Mary.
We've got Anne here. Anne is from St. John Newman, loves all the things about St. Gabriel Radio. Gave a bronze gift in honor of Ronald Derzing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne.
That was one of your peeps from your last assignment.
Yeah, my last parish assignment. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got Chuck. Chuck is from St. Paul. Chuck has given a leadership gift for the Portsmouth station.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
That is so cool.
That is beautiful. So that's the station that we want to open up in a couple of months. And he's giving a leadership gift to help his fellow parishioners down in the Scioto County area.
Isn't that beautiful? Cool? That is so giving.
Thank you so much for that gift.
And understand that a leadership gift is a gift of $1,000 or more. So we really appreciate your taking what the Lord's entrusted to you and sharing it with us.
Well, this gift comes with a caveat, and that is that Chuck is a sustaining member and a corporate member, but out of love for all the Davids here, he is challenging others to step out of their comfort zone and give a special gift.
Oh, wow. That's
so he's beautiful. Leading the way.
Thank you, Chuck. Challenging all of us.
So there's three Davids in the studio. So that's like, you know, three additional
leadership. That's true. Our studio engineer right now is also Dave Sizemore. So.
Dave, and Dave.
Yeah, there's four. Yeah, exactly.
Dave, and Dave.
We are outnumbered, Ed. Yes.
and again, our giving angel Ed looks a little bit like Goliath. So that kind of works out.
Yeah.
Well,
Thanks. Well, I mean, in a good way.
A holy Goliath. Put the slings down, right, please.
Yeah. A holy but scary Goliath. Yeah.
Holy scary.
You're just painting a great picture of me. I love it. We've got another gift here from Chris at St. Michael's. It is a one-time gift, and he is giving it for or out of love for Father John Ricardo, and the and is listening for like 1 to 2 hours a day. And it's just loving St. Gabriel.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you. And the gifts that everyone has given matter so much to our ability to continue sustain and continue to provide the station on air 24 hours a day. On the app, you can get it. Go to St. Gabriel Radio. Look for the app on the Play Store, in Android, or go to the iPhone if you have that. And remember, the sustaining memberships and one-time gifts, any amount is, we want as many people to participate. This is your station, and we're here to be stewards for you. So thank you for all of your gifts. And we have reached 19 gifts.
Holy cow.
We're just one gift shy of
20.
Being able to get an additional $1,500 for all of our 20 gifts.
Now, before we get there, Ed, you had one other you wanted to mention that came in as part of our 19.
Absolutely. We've got a gift from Tom. It's a platinum gift to support the growing radio station.
Wow, thank you, okay. Tom. And so we are at 19 gifts. You, by the way, listeners are...
Hold it. So we're actually at 20.
No.
Yes.
Talk to me.
So my mother, we call her Moo, okay? So my Moo Moo called into the station, and she's giving a one-time gift, and she's going to put us over the top. She's going to reach us at 20, and we're now going to get $1,500 additional dollars for this hour.
Wow, thanks
in order
to all these gifts.
To grow and sustain our parish. So thank you, Moo, for putting us over the top. That's beautiful.
I told you our morning listeners just totally rock it. And thank you, Mrs. Sizemore, not only for the gift that you just gave, but also for the gift of your son.
And Mrs. Sizemore, I want to say thank you for your beautiful smile. Every time she comes to Mass, she always has such a joy about her. So, Phyllis, thank you for supporting the station. And also, I'm always amazed and blessed by your presence at St. Francis in Newark and making the trip over.
She drives in from Powell.
Wow.
She's not going to like me telling this, but she's getting ready to turn 90. And
I love it.
She comes in every Sunday. My sister drives her, my sister Debbie. So God bless her. And they drive in from Powell every weekend to come to our Mass. We have an evening Mass at 5 p.m. and it's all worship and praise music and the Mass mixed together. And they love the Mass. They love the music. They love worshiping the Lord. So my mom comes in to see her son, God bless her, every weekend.
Yeah. Nothing sweet. Like a holy what mother, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Wow.
614-459-4820.
But thank you to all of our listeners who have called, all of our listeners, and especially all of our listeners right now who have called in with their support during this hour. You've just been great. Continue to call us, but we so appreciate it. And one of the things I love, guys, about what we heard from Ed over this hour from our donors, they came from all different parishes.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. Variety of parishes across our diocese. And, remember, too, that our signal goes beyond our diocese. It's over half of Ohio. Is it close to three-quarters now?
Yes.
Of Ohio.
Yes.
So we'd love to hear from some of our Catholics and our non-Catholics, because over 50% of the people who listen to St. Gabriel Radio, by the way, are non-Catholics.
Say that again. Think about that.
Over 50% of the people who listen to St. Gabriel Radio are non-Catholics. So it's
about a tool of evangelization.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we want to hear from you outside of our diocese. We want to hear from you in some of the parishes in some of the other dioceses of Ohio, and of course all of our brothers and sisters who are listening to us who are not Catholic. Please come in. We just got a few more minutes for this hour. 614-459-4820, and we're stgabrielcatholicradio.com.
And by the way, we are now up to 22 total gifts, I'm seeing. So
and
you keep calling, and we really appreciate that.
If you guys want to actually see Ed with his white wings on, how do we go about doing that? Okay, so it's going to be up on our Facebook. We're going to have some live streams there.
But you don't want to miss this.
You do have to see Ed because it's ridiculous. I mean, it's you know, it's just very odd. I'm
but you'll also be greatly encouraged to know that Ed is a youth minister, that he's a guy out there caring for our kids. And, yeah, and actually, yeah, especially for boys, to be with a guy like that is just really inspiring.
Yeah, you have to really feel comfortable with your manhood, right? Because he's just like this manly guy, you know, he's this big stocky guy with a beard and no hair on top, you know, and just walking into a room, you're like, okay, this guy's going to beat me up. But then he's wearing these white wings.
Really makes you feel a little safer.
It's just revealing what's always there. The angelic wings and the halo.
That's
it's
right. It's
there.
Usually
you're just
hidden.
Now seeing. Yeah.
I like that.
I've never seen those before.
But we really do appreciate your support. And listen, why are we laughing and having fun? Because this is really such a wonderful ministry and such a great place. And, you know, Father Dave said, if you want to see Ed, but, you know, if you've never been down to the station, come visit us. We're on Winterset Drive off of Henderson Road. In basically just north of Arlington and not far from 315. We'd love for you to stop by anytime. It's your radio station. We view it that way. We have our own prayer chapel here in the station, and you're welcome to come and pray. We just love to share this with the community because it belongs to you in the first place. So 614-459-4820. Give us a call with your pledge of support. Do we have another announcement before I turn to Father Dave?
No,
we're good?
We're good.
Okay, I want to turn Father Dave before we're going to go to a clip at the end of this hour from Bishop Campbell on the City of God. But before we hear from our own Bishop Campbell, Father Dave, would you close us in a blessing of thanksgiving for this hour?
Yep, and just for this hour, we're going to be back around the next hour, so stay tuned. Let's pray. Well, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the many ways in which you are blessing our listeners, especially through those that we've heard from just in this hour who have stepped up and given a one-time gift or some sort of sustaining gift, a leadership gift, a business. This is the stuff that's going to keep us on air, is their support. But of course, you're the one who keeps us on air. You're the one who has inspired us, each of us, all of our listeners and everybody in this studio, to have faith in you and to trust in you and to give our lives to you. So thank you, Lord, for your fidelity and how you sustain our lives, our marriages, our families, our places of business, our society that so desperately needs you. Thank you for your presence in our culture. And thank you, Lord, for the ability to be a part of such a beautiful ministry, whether we're here in the studio or driving in our cars right now, to be a part of hearing your word, the word of your son, proclaimed over our airways. Thank you that we live in a land of freedom where this can happen. Bless us and guide us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to hear now from Bishop Campbell a clip where he reflects on the City of God here on St. Gabriel Radio. And then, as Father Dave said, we'll be right back to continue our Fall Spirit Drive.
That St. Augustine wrote a very influential book, a long book, and he wrote it over a period of years that he simply called The City of God, because he wanted to remind fellow Christians of something that St. Paul reminded Christians at his time, that here we have no lasting city. St. Augustine said that throughout history, civil societies, empires, great kingdoms rose and fell. Some of them were areas of justice and peace, others not. But inevitably, they would flourish and decline. For Christians, none of them is a lasting city, although for Christians, we all live in one. And St. Augustine wanted us to remember that although we live in an earthly city, by our baptism and by our acts of faith, we are part of another city, the City of God, the only city that will last for all eternity. So St. Augustine wanted to tell the people around him that in times of crisis, in times of turmoil, you've got to remember that there is among us something that truly does last. And our chief interest and our lives should be dedicated to that lasting city of God. Now, I think that is a lesson that is given to Christians throughout history, of the rise and fall of earthly kingdoms, but the endurance of the kingdom of God. And St. Augustine said, sometimes we are unduly concerned and disturbed by the earthly events around us, and we tend to forget certain things. I suppose this is one of the lessons for Christians throughout history. We do not want to forget who we are and how we are to live. We do not want to forget where our hope lies. And even though we may be disturbed and concerned about those things around us in the present, and they should demand part of our attention, we never want to forget that we are called to a destiny that runs beyond all disturbance, all rise and fall of kingdoms, and into a kingdom of God that will last forever. So that in our lives, we want to be faithful to our commitments to that kingdom of God. We want to understand how throughout the days of our lives, Christ is present to us in his continuing word, in his sacraments, in the gift of the Holy Spirit that is given to us. And rather than running from one solution to another,